Sagt der Heilige Mischne weiter, man sagt es, Zivachim, Perig Aleph, Mischne Gimel. Ha Pesach, a carbon Pesach, she shechati, that was shechted, b'shachris ba'arba asa, sheloy lishmai. B'shachris, in the morning, ba'arba asa of Erev Pesach, sheloy lishmai, not for the sake of a carbon Pesach, rather for a different type of carbon. Now, on the one hand, it's Erev Pesach. That's the time you bring a carbon Pesach. On the other hand, if you look at the clock, the time to bring the carbon Pesach was from Chatzai Sanan. This carbon was shechted in the morning. Now, you told me before, the Mishnah told us before, that a carbon Pesach that is shechted for another type of carbon, for the sake of another type of carbon, is pasul, but only when you shechted during the time that you bring a carbon Pesach. So what's the halacha over here? In a way, it was Erev Pesach, on the other hand, it was before Chatzais. So the Mishnah continues that Yeshua machshir, Yeshua considers it a kosher carbon, kilo nishchat b'shloishas, it's as if it was shechted on the 13th of Nisan. What does it help me that it's Erev Pesach? It was before Chatzais, it's not the time of the carbon Pesach. And when you shecht the carbon Pesach, l'shem a different carbon, when it's not the time of a carbon Pesach, it does not become pasul. But b'mseira pasul, b'mseira considers it pasul, kilo nishchat b'einu arbayim. It's as if it was shechted on the 14th. Sefka said, if it is Erev Pesach, on this day it's going to be kosher. So the mitzvah that's called, like you shechted a Pesach for a different carbon during the time of the carbon Pesach, and therefore it is pasul. Zok to Mishnah Vayter, Rama Shimon ben Azai, Mekubal ani mipi shivim ushnayim zaken, I have a Masoida from the 72 Zekenim of the Sanhedrin. But Tanur explains that we're all sitting together and they all paskin together. That's why he uses the Lashon Zokain, Lashon Yachar, as opposed to Zekenim, which is Lashon Rab. And this was B'yoyim Shoy Shivu Rebbe Elazar ben Azariah B'yeshiva. On the day they appointed Rebbe Elazar ben Azariah to be the Nasi, that was the day that the Gemara tells us in Masechtas Brachos, because of a challenge between Rebbe Gamliel and Rebbe Yeshua, they removed Rebbe Gamliel. They felt that he was disrespectful to Rebbe Yeshua. They removed Rebbe Gamliel from being the Nasi. Eventually they put him back. Rebbe Gamliel kept coming to the Beis HaMedrash to learn. Eventually, Rebbe Gamliel was for 3 weeks, Rebbe Elazar ben Azariah was for 1 week. But this was the day Rebbe Elazar ben Azariah was appointed to be the Nasi. That's the Haggadah. Hareini kibben shivim shana. Now, here everyone agreed, and 72 of the Mefarshim explain there were 70 members of the Sanhedrin, plus the Nasi and Rebbe Gamliel. They all agreed, Shekalas vachem hanachalim, all karbonis, that have parts that could be eaten. Now remember, the sides were a carbon oila, and some of the inner karbonis, but the meat of most karbonis is eaten by somebody, either by the kahanim or by the people bringing the carbon. These karbonis, shenizbechu shaloi l'shmanda, was shechted not for their own sake, but l'shem, a different type of carbon, k'sherim, they are kosher, except that they don't count for the owner to fulfill his chayv to bring that carbon. Exception being, chutz, min ha-pesach, min ha-chatas, even though the meats of these karbanis are eaten, but they are possible if they were shechted for the sake of a different carbon. So is this a new shita? Is this a chazara of a previous shita? Zakt Mishnah, it's a new shita, because he added a little bit to it. It's not a totally new shita, but Lehoisiv ben Azai. Ben Azai didn't really add anything on over here, Elo Ha'oilo. Because Ben Azai is saying any carbon where the meat is not eaten becomes pasul. That would be a carbon oilo, where the meat is not eaten. The previous shitas didn't say that. He said Pesach, Bismana, carbon chatas, and according to one shita, carbon asham. And we had Shimon Achiazari's shita about whether we go up in Kedusha or down in Kedusha. So this is a new thing that Ben Azai says. That if it's a carbon where the meat is not eaten like a carbon oila, it's always possible if you don't shech the l'shem ha'ila, but v'loi haidu loi chachamim. The Chacham did not agree with him. They hold like the Tanakama that only the carbon Pesach and Chatas become possible if you shech the l'shem a different carbon. So once again, what do we learn in our Mishnah here? Perek Aleph Mishnah Gimel. A carbon Pesach is possible if you shech it for the sake of a different carbon, but only during the time that you're supposed to bring a carbon Pesach. According to Rabbi Yeshua, even if you shechted it on Erev Pesach, but if it was before Chatzais, it doesn't become pasul. No difference between before Chatzais or the 13th. Ben Pseira holds? No. if it's Erev Pesach, even though it's before Chatzais, and you can't bring the Karban Pesach till after Chatzais, but Lemaisa, it is Erev Pesach, that's called Bezmanai, and therefore if the Karban Pesach is shechted for the sake of a different Karban, it does become Pasal. And then we added the Shita of Shimon ben Azai, says he has a Mesaira from the Zakenim. Now Karbanis are kasha if you shecht them, not for the sake of that Karban, with the exception being a Karban Pesach and a Karban Chatas, but only Karbanis where the meat is eaten. So in other words, he's adding another exception to the rule, which is a Karban Oila. Being that the meat is not eaten, it does become pasul, but the Chachamim did not agree with him.